Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in 0.99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
Jim Willey is the founder of the Hat Trick Letter online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to GoldRadio.fm.
Well, good to be back. It's been a while. I guess it's been a month. And time is flying by, and to me it's like an interesting trip through, you know, a passageway from blue pill into red pill. I think we're beginning to see, Jim, a major revelation in the Western world at how evil and destructive the governments are in the Western world. I mean, of course, it's evil and destructive in China, but we don't have a lot of information. We don't have a lot of access on that. I might make a couple comments regarding China, but we're seeing a tremendous awakening in the United States and Canada for the extreme evil and destructive policies that our leaders are engaged in. And in Canada, it's like, you know, the nitrogen cops. Oh yeah, let's eliminate nitrogen. That'll kill the planet. Yeah, good idea. Let's eliminate carbon dioxide. Yeah, let's kill all the trees. Yeah, that's a good idea. These guys need to be rounded up, arrested, and let's not make any bones about it.
What's new at the Hat Trick Letter? How can people subscribe and how much is it?
The Hat Trick Letter is found on golden-jackass.com. www.golden-jackass.com. This is month number 221. I'm getting long in the tooth at this, but it's very enjoyable. It's a labor of love. It is labor. It's enjoyable, but it is labor. And it's very difficult to talk about destructive policy that's reaching a climax. I mean, we've had destructive policy for 10 years, but we've never had destruction like this before, where a global genocide is in progress while economic kill zone is in progress and food supply sabotage is in progress. We've never seen that before. Now we got a kicker in the sunset of the dollar. Okay, so golden-jackass, the flagship newsletter, Jim, it's called the Hat Trick Letter. It's the only newsletter. It's the only main product. I've got consulting service, and that keeps me busy in the off weeks. What's new is the climax. The climax of the dollar sunset, the climax of the U.S. government debt default, the climax of, oh gosh, how to describe this? The climax of the revelation that our governments are not simply corrupt, but they're very much parasites to the human population. I mean, there's a phrase, there's a term that's gone around a lot that Kissinger made popular. He called it useless eaters. In other words, consumers that don't add much to the global effort. Well, I've got a name for the elite, useless eaters. Does Kissinger do any work? Did Gates do any work? Do the presidents of Wall Street banks do any work? Do the executives of big pharmaceutical companies, do they do any work? Do the Davos uberlords do any work? Or do they just consume? So, you know, what goes around comes around. They call us useless eaters. Well, they are useless parasites, and I call them useless eliters. They have $200 lunches at Wall Street. Do you? I don't. I might have a $3 or $4 lunch, and I'm quite happy with that. The useless eliters are really rent controllers. They've got their billion-dollar annual needs, and their main work is to manage the exploitation of the human population through debt. And, you know, let's face it, the board, the owners of the Federal Reserve, one of their favorite pastimes is, with every crisis, they write themselves multi-trillion-dollar 0% loans. In other words, grants that are never paid back. And, you know, if it weren't for people like Senator Ron Paul, the father, we'd never know about them. And if it weren't for the financial regulatory bill that he pushed through, or helped push through, Dodd-Frank, we'd never have revelations and disclosure of Wall Street $5 and $9 trillion payoffs in the form of stimulus. But nobody's permitted to get in the way of a COVID stimulus bill, even though it's basically big bank welfare with some crumbs given to the U.S. households. I got no crumbs. I contacted PNC Bank and said, where'd my 3,000? And they said, we used up our entire quota, James. Sorry. And I said, how'd that happen? Is there a quota for the Wall Street banks? No, they all got their share, I was told. Okay, anyway, the new phenomenon is the breakdown of debt, the breakdown of the banks, the breakdown of the dollar, and the breakdown of the U.S. hegemony, using the dollar as a weapon. The movement against that is the de-dollarization, which is beginning to achieve critical mass. All right, so that's my introductory, you know, opener, and let's proceed with your questions, because they're good ones.
Interest rates and inflation, what do you see ahead?
I see a lot of pressure to continue with interest rate hikes. We're seeing a little bit of a relaxation in CPI price increases. There's a good rule of thumb. You take the official CPI and multiply it by 2.5. So if it's at 14%, I'm sorry, if it's at 7%, we got about, let me say that again. I don't know where that 14 came from. If we've got 7% for an official CPI, then we got somewhere around 17 or 18% for price inflation. We have a little bit of a relaxation in energy prices, but I think that is somewhat dictated. Okay, so we've got a lot of pressure to raise interest rates. And you know, we've got a lot of bad conditioning, Jim, in almost every situation in the last 40 years, 50 years. The price inflation has been a result of monetary excess. In other words, printing too much money, making money too available for mortgages, making money too available for merger acquisitions, making wage increases too much, too big a federal budget deficit. Okay, excess monetary effect. This is now a supply restriction effect. So by raising interest rates, they're going to make everything worse. Everything will be worse. The supply chain will be more restricted. There will not be new supply coming to market, and price increases will continue. So I see more price inflation. I see a lot of pressure to raise interest rates. And one of the reasons right now, this is very unusual, and most folks don't quite get it. Bond yields are rising. Partly, I mean, it's a big factor, partly for U.S. Treasury bond abandonment. I mean, like country after country selling their Forex reserves, selling their Treasury bonds. And when they sell the Treasury bonds, the bond yield goes up. And the Fed and the Wall Street banks try to cover it, but they can't keep up with the pace. There's way too much global selling of Treasury bonds. Okay, so that's what's happening with interest rates. They're going to continue with the pressure to raise rates, and they're going to worsen the problem.
Do stock markets tend to move higher alongside interest rates?
No, never. So what they're going to do is they're going to pinprick the stock market. We've already seen it now. Stocks are going down and bonds are going down because the interest rates are rising. It's almost unprecedented. And to me, it signals the end of the dollar. To me, it signals not just the end of the dollar, but a U.S. government debt default. So this is signaling dollar sunset and government, U.S. government debt default.
As money stops investing in real estate, is it likely to end up in the stock market?
No. It's likely to end up with precious metals. It's going to end up in money markets. People are scared of the stock market. One of the really wonderful things about the consult service that I offer is that I get to talk with people who are very active, and most of them are successful, and not a single one in the last 6 months. I'm talking about 50 or 60 consult sessions. Not a single one has said I'm putting money into the stock market. Most of them have said I've taken money out of the stock market because I fear the rising interest rates. So stock markets get punished from higher rates, and they move inversely to the bond market. As interest rates go up, the stock market goes down. It's called the Fed valuation model. The answer is never, never the stock markets go up alongside interest rates rising.
What do you see ahead for the U.S. dollar?
Sunset, rejection, de-dollarization, critical mass growing for non-dollar trade settlement. I got to tell a very funny story. I probably told it last month, but it's worth telling again. The Russians, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, had a very big oil sale to India. Russian oil, and the buyer was Indian refiners, refinery businesses. And the Russians put on the invoice dollars for an accounting unit, and they demanded payment in United Arab Emirate dirham. UAE dirham currency was demanded for Russian oil sale to India. We're going to see that a lot from the internal BRICS commerce and trade. They're going to use the UAE dirham because it's one-to-one with the dollar, and it's not subject to any trade sanctions. The Russians have found a back door. The dollar has turned into an accounting unit. We're going to see more and more trade settled in rubles. Right now, the Russians have a problem. Whatever Europeans are buying natural gas, they're paying in rubles. But now the Russians have let it be known that they will indeed take euros as currency payment and not convert it to rubles because they don't want the ruble to go up too fast. The sanctions against Russia have now resulted in a rising ruble that has possibly gone a little bit out of control. There's going to be a lot of Chinese yuan payment. Soon there's going to be a lot of Iranian rial payment. And there's going to be this huge undercurrent of UAE dirham payment. The dollar is in its sunset. The BRICS nations in their union are getting critical mass. They signed up Indonesia and the Pacific Rim. They signed up UAE and Saudi Arabia. They're going to sign up Iraq and most of the Arab world, including the Persian Gulf. They're going to sign up Argentina, and they already have Brazil. That's the bulk of South America. If Argentina goes into the BRICS, so will the rest of South America. I'm talking about Chile for all of its metals, Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru. They'll all go in, and Uruguay, they'll all go into the BRICS. The BRICS is going to become the global trade union, and the dollar is outside looking in.
If gold and silver are manipulated, is there an advantage for the manipulators to keep gold and silver in a trading range?
Well, yeah, because once it hits the upper level, they can short it, and then once it hits the lower level, they can go long, and they can just maintain their little bracket and profit. But we are very close, and it's going to take a couple of big events. We're very close to breaking out of the ranges. And one good hint is that most of the Wall Street banks are now long gold and long silver. And it's really quite interesting. I get a common question. If Wall Street is long precious metals, why isn't the price going up? The answer is that China has a lackey by the name of J.P. Morgan working as their agent in the COMEX, keeping the price down because China's accumulating gold. They're soon going to lose that control. And, you know, there's a new development. It's that Russia has now announced that they're going to create the Moscow Gold Exchange. We're going to see two very different gold prices. I believe that the Moscow gold price is going to be somewhere around 2,500, and the London, New York gold price is going to be somewhere around 1,800. So we're talking about a $700 difference, which is almost 40% distinct. So manipulating the gold and silver market is soon going to end with Russia, China, and Iran beginning to control the price. They're going to have an Asian or Eastern price fix. That's not rig. It's going to be price fix. It just means proper discovery. Whereas the London price fix is ridiculously corrupt.
How concerning are energy costs as we head towards fall and winter?
Well, they're only important if you intend to stay warm and to survive.
What do you think they're going to do?
We're either going to break the governments or we're going to fail to survive. We need to break the governments, which are hell-bent to implement the Davos plan of economic destruction and human death. We're going to break that or we are going to die.
We'll have more with Jim Willey right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willey. Jim, Trudeau, along with leaders of other countries, are creating climate police forces. Prince Charles recently spoke of using a military-style campaign to fight climate change. What are these people planning?
Destruction of life on Earth. First, we had attack on carbon dioxide, which is necessary for tree life, plant life. Now we're seeing an attack on nitrogen, which is essential for growing anything. Most people exit high school or the university without any knowledge whatsoever of the nitrogen cycle. Nitrogen is required to grow anything. So, if you don't want any food supply, limit nitrogen. The farmers in Netherlands understand this. They're fighting to avoid the elite buying up their farms because they're not permitted to use fertilizer and other nitrogen elements in the planting season. The climate police forces are to enforce the destruction of life on our planet. I'd like to see Prince Charles arrested. I'd like to see Trudeau at least identified and then arrested. I've got three versions of Trudeau now. We're on number three. I mean, Canadians need to wake up that they're not shown the original Trudeau. Of course, the original Trudeau might have been the brother, but let's leave that aside. The climate police forces are the most desperate act to kill humanity for a Davos cabal in fast retreat as they have been bankrupted. If we allow them to limit the nitrogen, we will not have any food supply. If we limit the carbon dioxide, we are going to limit the plant and tree life. I've got an entire section for the August Hetrick letter on the destruction of the planetary life. That's how important I think it is right now. They're relying on the human ignorance not to comprehend what nitrogen cycle is all about. An attack on carbon dioxide was stupid, futile, and did not work. The human element for carbon dioxide increase is extremely trivial. I'd like to see the various provinces. I know it happened in Saskatchewan, Jim. They obstructed the climate police force from the federal Canadian government. Let's have all the provinces ban these climate police forces, and let's rescind the law and the initiative, and then round up the leaders. Get on with it. The vaccine was to kill the population. The fertilizer limit and the carbon dioxide limitations were to stop food production. And now the nitrogen is to kill off the farmers. Round them up. Arrest them, try them, get on with it!
What's going on in Germany regarding that nation committing economic suicide?
propaganda like you cannot believe in the mainstream news of Germany. They've got 2 to 3 stories about climate change every single day. Non-stop experts about climate change. And when they're not talking about climate change, they're talking about the boogeyman of Russia, which is doing a sanitation project in Ukraine. You got smart people in Germany blaming Russia for their energy shortage, while you've got cowardly industrial captains that will not challenge the German government, while the new Chancellor Olaf Scholz is nothing more than a male version of Angela Merkel. The Germans have done something. They've done some progress. They've made some progress. The parliament has limited somewhat the powers of the chancellery. It's like limiting the executive branch. And they're trying to do things like, you know, limit some of the vaccine mandates, limit some of the health restrictions, limit certain things. But they've not done jack shit in identifying the problem as the Davos Uberlords and their policy. What it's come down to now, Jim, is the Germans are told, we want you to commit suicide economically. We want you to freeze in your homes during the winter, and we want you to starve from lack of income and food supply so that Germany does not unite in any way regarding trade and commerce with Russia. Rather than join and thrive with Russia, we want you to commit economic suicide. And I say, in service to Satan. The Germans are swallowing it. They need to wake up, resist the government at the industrial level, resist the government at the parliamentary level, and resist the government for their energy policy, which is stupid and suicidal. If they don't, they're going to freeze and starve, and the industries are already shutting down. It's taking a lot longer than I expected for Germany to wake up and resist the Davos Uberlords, but they're on their way. They've gone halfway now in Germany to commit economic suicide in service to Davos and Satan.
We're hearing rumblings that Agenda 2030 has been moved up to 2025, that agenda where you'll own nothing and apparently be happy about it. What are you hearing about the agenda moving up?
I thought it was moved up to 2020 with the fake virus, the corona, the certificate of vaccination identification, AI. First letter, ninth letter, to make human cyborgs. That was 2020, Jim. 2025 is just, you know, stage two of the same thing. They're trying to kill off life on the planet. And I say, let's remove the useless eliters. They don't work. The only work they do is planning your death, planning your poverty, planning the next vaccine, planning the next propaganda, planning the next policy to destroy life on Earth. Let's get rid of the useless eliters. No, it's 2020 that it happened.
The FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, what are you hearing?
Enormous mistake and somewhat of a planned sting. You know, if you know something is going to happen and you know it's not going to work for the bad guys, you don't get in their way. You let it happen. You plan on certain things to accentuate the error. Right now, Judge Reinhardt is under investigation. All the FBI officials involved with it are under investigation. And they're being identified as the same agents who are involved in the Russian dossier, which was largely a treasonous project. So backfire in a very, very big way. It'll take time, though. I just saw an article today, Jim, that said that there was no constitutional backing for the raid, and that has become an issue. It's been politicized.
Why do you think President Trump isn't speaking out about the jabs?
I think he made a deal with Big Pharma, that they will stop trying to kill him if he stops talking about the negative effects of the jabs. It's a matter of avoiding assassination.
Bugs have chitin in them, which targets the human immune system. Is the human immune system the focus for destruction?
Well, yeah, that's what the vaccine was. The vaccine with XX, they call it gene therapy, but the therapy operates in reverse, to weaken and destroy gradually the immune system and give you AIDS. The vaccine is to give you AIDS with a blood clot chaser for heart attacks and aneurysms, as in strokes. And it also opens the door for cancer to give you turbo cancer. So the vaccine is to give you AIDS with a blood clot chaser and a bonus of cancer. The immune system is under targeted destruction by the vaccines. These are not vaccines. These are AIDS inducements. And then they blame the death on whatever illness came about, like a heart attack. Oh, no, that's not the vaccine. That's a heart attack. Well, yeah, but the blood clots came from the vaccine. Oh, you can't prove that. Doctors will not sign on to that. Doctors are now complicit to genocide. I'm hoping that we get rounded up 10,000 doctors. First, they lose their license. Then they have their assets sacked. Doctors, nurses, health officials, pharmacy executives, and big pharma executives. This is possible. I don't know if it's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen. It is possible. It depends on who wins the dollar sunset war. Depends on who wins the red pill war. Depends on who wins the revelation that could result in emergency broadcasts.
All the deep state people say they are getting the jabs. Meanwhile, the death toll keeps rising. Could this allow the cabal to be removed from society without starting a civil war?
It is possible, yeah. But I think the highest levels of the deep state, I mean like hospital officials, the directors, they're not taking the vaccine. The doctors are, but the hospital directors are not. The head of the nurse, I don't know what the proper name is, the highest ranking nurse officials, they're not taking the jabs, but the low ranking are, and they're dying. So what you're seeing is the top levels are avoiding the, let's just say the culling in the medical sector. The highest levels are avoiding the cull, but the lowest levels are being culled. There are a lot of deep state officials of lower rank who are taking the vaccine because they're stupid, because they're ignorant, because they don't get informed, because they don't do research, because they buy the Kool-Aid story, and they're going to be victims. And that will reduce the cabal's ranks, but not at the highest level. The big pharmacy officials, the top executives, this is kind of funny. The top vice presidents of big pharma companies have openly stated that they did not take the vaccine because they did not want to get the advantage over the general population. They did not want to get the advantage of being vaccinated early. Okay, these guys are experts at propaganda and lying because one of their principal architects was Joseph Mengele.
Even some mainstream media outlets are now reporting on vax deaths. Could this be by design to instill mass panic in the population?
I don't see it that way. I see it as a competition for the various companies and mainstream news networks, a competition where they see the inevitable revelation that it's a killer vaccine for the motive of genocide. They see this as a competition. And I've been told that CNN is the worst. And now they've been selected for destruction so they could be acquired and become the number one truth network on the other side of the reset. So there's a competition going on right now where the mainstream news networks don't want to be ruined and taken over. So they better reform and start telling the truth. And they're talking about the vaccine damage, but what they next need to do is talk about the censorship in big tech with search mechanisms and social networks. They need to talk about the censorship and how that is causing a lot of information problems and obstruction for warnings. The public is not being warned. Now the news is telling them about the damage, but we still have the censorship. For example, Robert Kennedy Jr. and his child health defense, they just got banned on Twitter. They lost their account. Okay, this is principle to the problem. The social networks and search engines. I occasionally do a search on something that's an obvious I don't have an example handy, but something that's an obvious criminal event, an obvious genocide event, I do a search, and I just laugh because the search results in four or five stories that have a title of, this is not a conspiracy story. This is not a truth from conspiracy. Okay, so when they use the word conspiracy in the search result, it's a confirmation that it is part of the conspiracy. So people are waking up to the fact that the search engines are a confirmation 180 degrees opposite. But yeah, the mainstream news, they're in a competition now, Jim. It's really quite humorous. They don't want to be ruined. I mean, every year, the credibility of the public of MSM News has gone down. And the viewing audience of CNN is approximately 80 to 85% below where it was 3 or 4 years ago. So I asked you a question, Jim. How are the mainstream news networks managing the shortfall of funding from marketing when their ratings are going down so much? How do they make up the difference without laying off well over half of their staff? I ask you, what do you think?
My thoughts don't count. It's all you.
Okay, all right. Well, you threw it back to my court. I'll tell you my theory. They're getting narcotics funding from Langley. If Langley controls through Operation Mockingbird the content of news left, right, up, and down, then if they have a shortfall, they will have a big funding problem and have to lay off a lot of people and make news on the layoffs. So the shortfall is managed by narcotics funding from Langley. We now have narcotics-funded mainstream news because they've lost their market share. This is simple accounting. How do they make up for a big difference when their ratings are down? CNN is down 80% in its ratings. Did they lay off 80% of their workforce? No. Something filled the gap. And I believe some of it is the U.S. government, but I believe the giant share of that is narcotics funding from Langley. And it could be the end of the narcotics funding that results in the emergency broadcast and the end of mainstream news as we know it. And that's a very big event coming.
Is Dr. Fauci being retired?
I believe the only Fauci that we have seen in the last 6 to 10 months is the double. I think Fauci is long gone. And there's kind of a joke floating around. When you've been executed, you've got to officially retire. And you don't have too many months to do that. So when you're dead, you need to retire. I've got a doubles collection. It's about 10 different people. And Fauci is in that. And Ben Fulford has produced a different form. It's a profile to show that the double for Fauci has a very different shaped profile of his skull, his head. I've got the front, just the front. But you know, when you get arrested, they do a front and a side, two pictures. Well, I've never really shown the side. I like to show the front because the front will show you got three different Bill Gates. The front will show you have two different Gavin Newsoms of California. The front will show you got two different former Secretary of State Michael Pompeo. The front will show you got three different Trudeaus. The front will show you got two different Tom Cruises. The front will show you got two different Madonnas. I like the front. The front's very effective. But Fauci's long gone. And now we've got a new Deborah Birx, who was the assistant to Fauci, and she's long gone and put 6 feet under. And the new Deborah Birx does not even remotely resemble the original. We're being taken for a ride, and this entire operation is as much about genocide as it is about an intelligence test for the human species to see if you can wake the hell up.
What kind of dirty tricks could we see leading up to the U.S. midterms in November?
Oh, I heard one, a fellow in Florida was running for Congress and he just got his Twitter account eliminated. There's a trick that they've done in Michigan accusing a certain candidate as being part of the January 6th Capitol event and removing the person from the ballot. There are lots of different things that can be done. Make information about them unavailable or outright remove them from the ballot. Declare him an enemy of the state without any evidence or fabricated evidence and remove him from the ballot.
Van Hesch car crash. What are you hearing?
Murder. There was another fellow named Paul Walker, and he was doing largely the same thing, exposing to child trafficking in Hollywood. And he was murdered by a drone strike of a rocket-propelled grenade from a drone outside Los Angeles, where his car was blown up and he was killed. I got word from a Hollywood source, it was not Mel Kay, that Paul Walker had stumbled onto some cages where children were being contained. And he released them, but he kept at it. He continued. And I just heard over the weekend that Paul Walker was involved with some kind of a film, a documentary. I had not heard that until last weekend. Ann Hetch was working on a film. But, you know, a year ago, there was a film that did get released that Jim Cazaville, the actor, was involved in. And he did not get killed. But Ann Hetch might have gotten a little too close to the core of the problem, like Paul Walker. Paul Walker's the blonde in Fast and Furious. And I find it amazing that people like Vin Diesel and, who's another one? Tyrese Gibson, and who is it? Michelle Rodriguez. They're not talking at all about what happened to Paul Walker, because they don't want to get killed also. So what's happening is gradual investigation and discoveries of the Hollywood child trafficking and imprisonment for torture and blood harvesting. You know, Mel Gibson was all over that. He's one of my heroes.
Is Ukraine a big payday for the cabal?
No, it's the exact opposite. It's a raid on their money laundering income, and people tend to think, I did a while ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I thought that the big U.S. government aid to Ukraine, whether it's military or civilian, was really to replenish bank accounts for the Davos cabal. But I have been dissuaded from that notion because I've come to learn that most of the aid goes into the black market for arms. And the buyers for the black market in Ukraine for arms are the Russians. It is just laughable what's going on in Ukraine. Ukraine is gradually being discovered, I mean with public perception, as the Davos and the cabal hiding ground, failed state, trafficking center, money laundering center, and the Russians are doing a sanitation project. It's not an invasion. It's like calling in the cleaning force for a bathroom that's been abused by a fraternity that never cleaned it, has shit on the walls, piss on the floor, and bacteria all over the place. The Russians came in to clean up the Ukrainian bathroom. The Davos cabal is being bankrupted. Some of the money is finding its way to the cabal bank accounts. I'm watching Switzerland to see if they're pressured to reveal the location and the amounts and activity of the cabal bank accounts in Switzerland. This could be a big event. We started to see that with Credit Suisse a year ago, but that got stopped. But no, Ukraine is not a payday for the cabal. Ukraine is the bankrupting of the cabal.
Okay, now looking on the bright side of things, what do you have?
Well, I think that we're seeing much more progress in how the vaccine is damaging. We're seeing alternatives to the dollar. I know it doesn't sound like a good thing, but alternatives to the dollar in global trade is indeed a good thing, because eventually the United States will have to climb on board, and that will eliminate the U.S. Supply restrictions. By that I mean, I believe that last December, various exporting nations refused the dollar. They refused the U.S. Treasury bill, and that's why we got some of our supply restricted. And the California truck restrictions is an exaggerated story. I got that from a different consult, from someone actually working, a 10-year veteran working at the Long Beach ports. It's an exaggerated story. The problem is that the U.S. military is doing infrared. That's another good thing. Infrared is now at work in the Long Beach ports, and they're sending these ships back to China that are loaded with children as hostages and missiles. So we got progress there. We're very close to the emergency broadcast with the climax of lack of credibility for the mainstream news. That's positive. We might possibly be seeing a reversal in the oil supply, but it's very troublesome because it looks like Saudi Arabia is going to restrict more output of oil. But they're not really exporting to the United States anyway. The United States is in a big pickle. We've made enemies. Our leaders have made enemies around the world. And our public, our population is suffering for it. Canada's got a different problem. They've got Chinese communists running your government, and you can't seem to stop it. There's more positive. I think we're about to see gold-backed central bank digital currencies emerge from Asia, the Eastern Hemisphere generally, and that will put a lot of pressure on gold and silver. We're seeing a lot of positives with the Moscow Gold Exchange. I think that's going to provide a second gold price. I made a forecast a few years ago that eventually, when we get a lot of reform, there are going to be 7 different gold prices around the world. A price in Johannesburg, South Africa, a price in Shanghai, a price in Zurich, a price in London, a price in Moscow, a price in, say, Tehran, a price in Saudi Arabia, and they'll all be different. And we'll average them to get a global price. Well, it might turn out that could be difficult to achieve, and instead we're going to get a Moscow price, and we're going to get a London price. And the scumbags in the London Center are going to find a way to arbitrage and make a profit out of it. The London bankers are going to betray the London Center. It's just a matter of time. Why? Because the profit is there potentially. Because they can. Let me ask a simple question, a rhetorical, because I know you're not going to answer it anymore. Are there Russian oligarchs living in London? Hell yeah! Okay, they're going to facilitate arbitrage, buying cheap London gold and selling it in Russia. They're going to arbitrage it because they can. Okay, this is going to get very exciting and very weird very fast because we have 2 big points on the horizon. It's the November election and it's winter. Winter in the Northern Hemisphere. The Germans are going to have to make a choice. Do we want economic and physical suicide, or will we get rid of our government, get rid of the Davos connection, and set up trade with Russia? What's it going to be? Suicide or Russian trade? That's a positive dilemma that I think will result in a choice that is not suicide. There are lots of positives. I think we're going to see some real trouble with the central bank digital currencies emerging from the West. I mean, like Europe, Switzerland, England, the United States. They're going to be delayed because they're going to be full of fraud and recognized as full of fraud. Therefore, don't launch. But the Eastern nations of Russia, China, Iran, they are going to follow through and they're going to be legitimate. So we're going to have fraudulent delays in the United States and Europe, and we're going to have legitimate launches in the East. And it's going to be very positive because it's going to promote global trade. It's going to promote economic rebirth after this fake virus and lockdown. Never in human history have we had quarantine of healthy people. Never in human history. And they got away with it. It should be called illegal. We need to sweep out the doctors who are now operating with the Messiah complex as fascist rulers. We need to get rid of these medical tyrants. And I think Fauci and Birx in the United States, I think they're gone. So now, after their death, they need to retire. Usually it's you retire and you realize that from your inactivity that you have failing health, failing emotional status, and you die. The average number of years, Jim, in the United States for a person on pension after retirement is 2.5 years. My father stayed active. He retired in 1987, and he lasted 34 years in retirement. I don't have any story that remotely compares with my father. He stayed active. He wrote books. He wrote articles. He what'd he do? He refereed, you know, serving as I'll read your manuscript and I'll give you suggestions before its publication. You know, he was an editor, sort of a surrogate editor type, but he was a funny guy. He said, "Jim, I'm not going to quit writing. I love to write. I don't even care if people read my books. I don't care. I love to write. I love to stay active." There's a funny quick story I could tell you. An old roommate of mine from between 2001 and 2006, his father died. He was a friend of mine from high school. His father died. His name was Jim also, but we had a nickname for him. But this Jim had his father die around 2003, and he adopted my father as his own father and kind of replaced me. I'm not replaceable, though. I'm a pistol. This Jim would visit my father and bring him meals, and they'd go out for dinner once in a while. And my father said, "Jim, it's fun having Jim over." Yeah, but Jimmy did something. It was 2018, right around then. He said, "Bob, you got to come in here. I got your internet working in your office. I know you don't use it, but come here. Jimmy did an interview. You got to see this." And my father sat for an interview, and I don't know who it was. It might have been, you know, one of your competitors, because I don't think it was Gold Radio. But it was a video and the audio with questions and my answers, and it was 45 minutes, and my father sat through the whole thing. And Jimmy sat my dad down, age 98, and sat him down, and he watched my interview. He told me, "Jim, I saw your interview. I didn't understand all of it, but I could tell you formed good arguments. You spoke well. You were eloquent. And you were quite impressive." I said, "How do you know I was impressive if you didn't understand what I was saying? How do you know it wasn't all bull crap, Dad?" He said, no, I know because the host was impressed." Okay. Pretty funny. But my buddy Jim dragged my dad to watch an interview 4 years ago. And I'm glad he did, because my dad had a slightly different impression of me afterwards, and it was quite interesting. He said, "Yeah, Jim, I realize you do good work. I realize you're, this is a very important point." He said, "I realize that your clientele are not wackos, that you are not a wacko and your clients are not wackos. I realize that you're doing good work and you have intelligent people who are your followers and clients." I said, "Well, Dad, it's taken a long time for you to come to that realization. I've been doing the newsletter for 13 or 14 years, and you called it a crystal ball before." "It's not a crystal ball. It's called analysis." He said, "Yeah, I understand that, Jim. I don't want to get into all the specifics." Okay, that's just a little side story, Jim, you know, to spruce up the closing of this hour. I guess next it's, Where's my newsletter found and all that?
Right. Where can people find out more and subscribe to read the Hat Trick Letter?
It's www.golden-jackass.com. I had the 18th anniversary in April, and it's a big deal for me. It's still a labor of love. I've got the newsletter. I've kept the price attractively low because, you know, you could say that I'm silly for not raising my price for 12 years, but you could also say that I'm keeping it low for the people who want to get good information and are under a lot of cost pressures for food and everything else. It's not just food. It's everything else. So it's the Hat Trick Letter. It's attractively priced, 6 month subscription. The consults are, they're still quite brisk. I had a big backlog a month ago, but it's now way down. I've got a few to do. I had one today. I had one yesterday. They're fun. And let me just give you a little indication. With one out of four consult sessions, I benefit from information coming back to me from the field. So by having a brisk and successful consulting side, I'm even better informed than I was before when I was making really good forecasts, you know, over 90% correct forecasts. But now I've got even more information. I had a couple of client consults, Jim, that happened in the last 2 months. I'm talking about June, July. And they said, "Jim, I had to do a consult session with you because I wanted to share with you some information, but it'll be good just to talk and discuss things. I wanted you to know a couple things. And one of them was with a former FDIC liquidating officer who told me, you got it right on Bank of America being in bankruptcy since March. You got that right. But so's JP Morgan in bankruptcy. So's Goldman Sachs in bankruptcy, and so's Wells Fargo in bankruptcy. It's all being kept quiet. So if you've got accounts in those banks, you better get your money out of there before it vanishes. And buy silver. Buy gold. Make a sponsor button hit. Help me out. I've endured tremendous hardship and attacks in the last 5 years. But I continue. So golden-jackass.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for a consult. Sign up for some aid. PayPal is very difficult, but I still take donations with PayPal. They're not good people. Sorry to say that.
Jim, thank you so much for being on goldradio.fm.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and isn't it amazing? We got it exactly an hour. I did not plan that. And, you know, pardon my intensity. I get really worked up. We need people to wake up. We need people to realize that they're being murdered and the doctors are lying to them. It's very simple. The news is lying to them. Their doctors are lying to them. The social networks are censoring warning information. And this is a genocide. What is happening is that the dumbest people are being eliminated from our society. Don't be among them.
My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.